Hey friends, you know when you have one or two virtual machines in Azure, it's not that complicated to tweak settings. But what do you do when you have to manage many thousands of VMs for your company and it's you that has to make the changes? Michael Green is here to save the day with a new Azure VM state configuration experience today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Michael Green and he's going to talk to me about Azure State Configuration Experience. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited because I've got not just one VM anymore. I'm now kind of managing a few dozen and it's becoming a little overwhelming, and I understand that you have a solution for me.
That's right. So imagine you deployed that VM, and it's funny that one of the first things you'll do is go remote desktop into it. Wow, I've got a real server here running in the cloud. That's amazing.
Yep.
And then you start point and clicking and going through it, and you're effectively randomizing that VM with every change. So what we're introducing, this capability has been there for a while, but the customer feedback has been, you know, it's possible to configure that server using code, but the learning experience of that is a little daunting.
It is.
Could you make it easier for us to go through and say, let's manage this the configuration of this server in a way that doesn't randomize it through point-and-click methods, and can you help me learn that using tools and experiences that are more familiar to me? So we're taking that PowerShell desired state configuration experience and actually exposing that in the portal from the virtual machine experience so that you can go in and configure settings inside your VM right from here.
And that desired state is so important because it's not a program, necessarily a program that you're running. It's a desired state. Like, I wish it to be like this.
That's right.
Do it N times.
Yes.
I dig
so
it.
We want to start with a single VM, and then I'm going to show you how we multiply that many times over and manage thousands of VMs.
Impress me.
All right. So you'll notice if you scroll down on the table of contents when you're looking at a new virtual machine, that we now have this section of operations. You can do anything you want to manage this VM right from the VM blade. You can do patch management, you can do inventory, you can look at change tracking, like how it's changed over time. What we're adding to the list is state configuration.
That is interesting because you made that comment kind of as a throwaway, we're in the VM blade. Well, you're in the blade I'm already in.
That's right.
I didn't go find a state configuration thing under all resources. It's already there in the place I already am.
You got it. You got it exactly. So we'll have an onboarding experience that'll be identical for any of those services. Mm-hmm. You're going to go in and hit set desired configuration.
Okay.
I'm going to choose compose configuration.
I see. So you can compose it of multiple configurations, like add them together and
exactly.
make a composite that is the expression of what you want.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, in the DSC terms as a developer, you're actually calling, these are actually referred to as composite configurations.
Okay.
So you've got that perfect. If I scroll down, you'll see we've got quite a few here. And you can actually import custom composite resources here as well. So if you own this experience and you want your developers to maybe always have these same predictable outcomes, you can add to this list and they can point and click through it. So let's say really quickly that we want to pick one. Let's go with computer rename. So we've named this server server zero inside of the service, but you know when that VM stands up, the operating system's going to name it whatever it feels like.
Right.
So let's go through. Now the key for this is that, let me give it a name. The key for this is we want this to be a learning tool. So that when we hit next, the first thing we're going to see is the PowerShell source code that we would actually run if we wanted to make it so on any machine.
That's pretty cool because you went directly from basics to source code and now you're looking at this. So you're already being enabled to go and apply this to other things right off the bat.
Yes, the DSC community would tell me, oh, Michael, you're skipping over running script analyzer and doing unit tests. And that's where we want to end up. But first, we're going to avoid the whole empty blank editor syndrome where we don't know what to type. And we're going to show people an example based on what they've done in a point and click experience.
You're setting them up for success.
You got it. So when I get to parameters, I'm just going to type in server zero as the computer name. And you can see I got the little arrow here that points exactly what I need to do. Now, if I was doing this as a developer, again, I would have to go through and compile it and assign it to the service. I'm just going to hit save and assign.
And I assume that I could then take that and build and have it be whatever server I name. I could pull it from a list. It could be the Seven Dwarves.
Sure.
I could name these however I want to.
That's right. And actually, you can expand this out and look at many other settings. So as I switch over and look at server one, it's already deployed. And you'll see this guy's already had the configuration compiled. It's already onboarded in the service. And I'm getting status information about it. So from here, I can see exactly where it's at in Azure. I can see what's been assigned to it. But let's go up and look at reports. And this is what you were talking about earlier. I actually want to know over time, how has this machine been looking? So you know, in this case, it's just the computer name, but imagine we're looking at something more interesting like password policy. Mm-hmm. I want to know and be able to prove over time that, yes, it's been consistent. Maybe I've got 100 settings. That's right, exactly. And then if I look at the quick start, just for reference, if you do get lost, we've got links in here where you can go in and explore and find more information.
So you've got building blocks and a gallery and all the kind of things. So yes, it really is leading them down a path to success.
Perfect. Yeah. It's all about education and understanding how to discover this process. Mm-hmm. So we talked earlier about going from one machine to thousands of machines. Let's switch over. Now, I've only got four, so I don't quite have on the scale of thousands yet. But just to prove the point, we actually made a major change to the way that you use Azure Automation DSC in this new state configuration view. Mm-hmm. We want you to be able to find the information that you need with just a few clicks. So here you'll see if you've got thousands of machines, and we do have customers with thousands of machines, this will actually become a paged view, and you can filter it to find exactly what you're looking for.
Okay.
So if I want to know exactly which of those machines have fallen out of compliance, I can filter that just using this little donut here.
See, it's a small thing, but you've already impressed me, because I was expecting you to go and use the drop-downs, which you could do.
Yes, you can.
But in fact, the donut there and all, that's live as well.
That's
a great way to filter things down to see exactly what you need.
And the other thing we found from talking to customers is sometimes they want to look at one server and relate to others. Mm-hmm. So I can right-click on these and find where the same configuration is being applied multiple times. I can go find other nodes with the same information. Mm-hmm. And then this one's really neat. If I go in and do an edit custom, I see this blade flies in, and I can do all sorts of interesting things here. I can look at multiple configurations in the view. I can look where there's no node configuration assigned and all kinds of interesting things.
And base them on existing ones. So if you have something that is a successful compliant configuration, you can base a new one on that and go from there.
You got it.
Exciting.
That's the whole point. So if I go into configurations, let's take a look at something like firewall. I can go in and view the source of all of the configurations from here.
Okay.
And maybe somebody else has published this type of information in my account. I can go and learn from that as well. The one thing I would say that'll accelerate learning the most, let's go to gallery, mm-hmm. and you'll see we've got over 50 community contributed configurations in here.
Nice.
So anybody can go put these in the PowerShell gallery. And some of these are actually really well developed. I think you'll like this one.
Oh. A man after my own heart, ASP.NET Core on Windows Server.
You got
You know, the thing that I like about this is you've got the graphs, you've got the nice clickable UI, but you're not hiding source code. You're allowing me to
learn
at my speed, but in no place were you trying to hide what's really happening.
That's right.
Even here in the gallery, right off the bat, I can see that there's a script there that I can go and learn.
Yep. So in here, this would go in, and you can take your time and go through this in more detail, but you'll find it'll enable IIS, it'll install .NET Core. What we hope you'll do is import this, and then actually transfer this to your own source control. There you can start integrating tests and you can release changes safely into production. Mm-hmm. And when it's really a full CI/CD process enabled through this technology.
This is pretty slick. Now, is this in preview? Is this something I already have?
Yeah, so the way that you'll get to these, the onboarding experience for a new VM is preview, and you'll see that in your table of contents. When you go to Azure Automation DSC, you'll see a banner across the top.
Okay.
When you click on that, it will help you to enable that new experience, and then you can start using it right away. And we really would love to hear feedback information, either via user voice, or you can hit us up on Twitter using the hashtag PSDSC.
Okay, PSDSC.
PowerShell Desire State. You got it.
And there's real humans behind this. Like, when
yes.
we say we want your feedback, this is not a joke.
That's right.
You're probably going to look at that feedback yourself.
That's right. And we're going to take this a lot farther than what you're seeing today. So this is just the preview, and hopefully we can come back and we'll look at some additional technologies in the future that'll continue extending this compliance type approach.
Fantastic. Whether it be one virtual machine or thousands, Azure State Configuration can do it, and I'm learning all about it today on Azure Friday.